Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
Stormy, overcast, wet Nashville, Tennessee. Good morning. The only sunshine you will find is the shirt I have on. I just realized as we were getting ready to go live all over the world on our Circle streaming platforms this morning. CircleCountry.com. You can link to your particular favorite, your platform there, or Circle Now is available in your app store on demand for up to 24 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, ACM, National Personality of the Year nominee, Grand Ole Opry announcer and host tonight. The first face, first voice you will see and hear belongs to Kelly Sutton.
Thank you very much. Wow. I got to give you some extra cookies next time I bake.
That's pretty good. She is my artist. To quote the great Merle Kilgore.
How much am I paying you again? I don't remember. Was it 10%? Because I think it may have just gone up.
Say, Merle, what are you doing? I'm working on the biggest deal in the history of entertainment for my artist, Hank Williams Jr. Can I help you?
There it is. Well, speaking of a big artist, how about Trisha Yearwood getting a new first ever humanitarian award from CMT. We're going to talk about that, what that means. She's also going to be releasing a song that we didn't know she even had in her back pocket. That's coming up. Plus, we're telling you more about Keith Urban joining yet another reality competition. What will he be doing on The Voice? We've got it for you and more coming up in Entertainment Headlines.
And the award-winning Irwins Singing News Fan Awards winners, 51st Dove Awards. They were winners. Grammy Awards. Mm-hmm. All that coming up.
This is Coffee, Country, and Cody.
The Irwins, Grammy-nominated, Dove Award-winning Irwins are in studio on Coffee, Country, and Cody.
Hello, and what a
great week to have you here. Holy Week in the Christian community with Easter, Good Friday, and Easter on the way in just a few days.
Well, yes, sir. Man, we're honored to be here.
Honored to be here.
Hang on just a second.
Go ahead. They all just filed in so nicely, and we were like, oh, you guys are used to this. Yeah.
This is all we've ever done.
I would say that. The new album is called Life Story. Yeah. So let's get your life story in your background.
Yeah, so like you, we're PKs. We're preacher kids, and our father started our ministry 50 years ago this coming June. And so grew up in Texas our whole lives, but we've been grown up in a bus and in a van, just traveling the roads. Dad didn't get married till he was 38. Traveled by himself as a single evangelist for 17 and a half years. Met mom, got married at 38. Said, well, I've been single my whole life. I'm not going to get on the road and leave you at home. She said, well, I'm coming on the road with you. And so literally, that's how we came along, is on the road. She had a three-year-old, a two-year-old, and a newborn all at one time traveling, doing 45 revival meetings a year, Sunday through Wednesday. So every week, on the road.
Superwoman.
So you ladies, I don't know how you do it, but you guys are super women. And so
what cities were you guys born in? Were you all born in different cities?
We were all born in Dallas.
Yeah. Okay.
Dallas
okay.
area.
They made it back to the hospital for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Back in time. Okay.
Barely.
Wow.
Michael Martin Murphy, famously on one of his albums early on, wrote, born a Baptist at the Methodist Hospital in Dallas.
Love it. Yep.
Love layers it. To that.
Yep. There is.
But Charlie Maddox, population 1,441 people who know how to act.
All right. Mostly.
Mostly. Yeah. Edgewood, Texas.
That's right. Yes, sir. Edgewood Bulldogs, baby.
And that is Van Zandt County.
That's right. Oh.
And just up the road, Miranda Lambert.
Yes.
Casey Musgraves in Golden.
Yeah, that's right.
Miranda's from
Lindale.
Lindale, thank you.
Yes, Lindale. Yeah.
Chris Tomlin, another Christian artist, is from Grand Saline, a town just next to our town.
Yeah. He's doing pretty good.
So he's fantastic. Got a great name still in this town. And so
Cody Johnson's from East Texas, about 2 hours from
us. That's right. Another Texas boy.
So where would you take us to eat in a town of 1,400 people?
Now, there's a place called Lumberyard that everybody knows about in Van Zandt County, not just our town, but there's a little cafe that everybody comes to. And in fact, we've ate there a couple times this week. So
I was there yesterday.
And it helps. It's about the only restaurant in town. So
what's the go-to on the menu?
Chicken fried steak, man. Chicken fried steak.
Onion rings.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Pepper.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Fried fish on Friday. They have it. Yes, sir.
They have a little bit of everything, though. Their breakfast is incredible.
Yes, sir.
Good chicken wings, good salads. I mean, it's a huge menu.
Sponsor us.
We're foodies. Right.
Yeah. Are there a lot of old guys there in the morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, that's the coffee.
Man,
that's where you
want to
go.
Yes.
Don't come in here ordering baked fish, okay?
That's right.
They may cook it, but you don't want to eat it. Yeah.
Right? You just take a couple of more Lipitor and get that fried.
Yes, sir.
That's what you do.
Yes, sir.
Well, tell us about the new album and the backstory.
Yeah, so 3 years in the making. Yeah. 3 years in the making, probably the longest time we've had since from record to record. And God has given some amazing songs. We can't wait to share these songs with the world and to see what He's going to do with them. And just with this opportunity, just to tell everybody about it is just an incredible honor. And so a lot of great songwriters. Yes. And this is our, seventh album with Stowtown Records. And so it's been an amazing ride. And
We had Scotty Inman in yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, we love Scotty.
Yeah. I saw Jason Crabb is one of the folks
who gets credit. Fighting for You. That's right. He wrote
on your album.
Yep, with Michael Farron, another great writer that's written a lot of country cuts. And Kenna West wrote that song. So... just some incredible songwriters. That's what it's one of the main emphasis of our ministry is to carry these lyrics from these amazing songwriters. They don't get as much acclaim maybe as we would, but we want to bring the world their lyrics and carry them on. So it's amazing.
I'm curious for literally four people who have spent most of your life on the road. What was 2020 like?
Oh my goodness.
We sang in a lot of parking lots and a lot of
cameras.
Yeah.
Just empty
a lot of live streaming rooms. And stuff. Yeah.
A lot of that. Yeah. Honestly, in a way, since like Keith said, this is all we've ever done, it was kind of a blessing to us in a lot of ways. I mean, personally for me, with the time off, I got to meet my now husband in that time. And if it would have never happened, I might not have had that time to settle down and get to know Logan and meet him. And so,
did you meet him in a parking lot?
No. You would think, huh?
Lumberyard parking lot.
Yes, lumberyard parking lot. That's great. No, we actually met at a mutual friend's wedding. It's a true Hallmark story. So we got married on October the 10th of 2022. So 2 years later, we've now been married for almost 2 years. It is crazy.
He performs as well with you guys too.
Yes,
on the road.
Yes, he's on the cover of our album. Yeah. He's that handsome man that you see with the beard. He is a wonderful guitar player, but he is also an ICU nurse. So that's where he is today. Okay. He's working. Yeah. So that's why he's not here. But next time. But to answer your question, 2020 was a crazy time for us, but it was a blessing in some ways.
And we average between 260 to 280 days a year on the road. So we stay very busy. So that year hit us. We were like, we'd never been home that much. At that point, I'd been married for 5 years. And me and my wife, we were laughing. We had never spent this much time together in 5 years. Yeah.
And you're still married.
That's right.
Okay.
We made it through.
And they have a kid now.
That's good.
We found that we did incredibly simple things that sometimes you take for granted. Like we ate meals together at the table and we prayed and we watched, played games.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
There's all the stuff that you probably should do all the time that life gets in the way. But when there's no life to get in the way, you do it. You know?
100%.
Yeah.
Yes. 100%.
Well, we have the Irwin. I'm sorry.
Did you write a lot of songs?
We did.
During that time?
We actually did.
We cut two records.
One of the only artists in our record label that actually did some work. We flew to Nashville. The flights were cheap. They were trying to stay in business. Flights were cheap. In Nashville a lot and worked a lot in town. So
when you're not on a bus together, how close do you all live?
I'm the furthest away. I live about 45 minutes. Like I said, my husband works at the hospital, so we're closer to Dallas. Uh-huh. They're more in the country.
Yeah, I'm about 8 miles from Keith and mom and dad's house.
They live in downtown Edgewood.
Yeah, we're
the metropolis.
They're city people. Right. Town of 1400.
Can you walk to the Lumberjacks?
I can.
This is important.
I can walk to the corners of the city.
and then I live right next to mom and dad. Yeah. And actually, the bus is parked between our homes. So we're right. So they literally drop me off on the road to get to my home from the bus, so it's a easy thing.
And Chris is the lonely bachelor, so at mom and dad's house, he's living
still
the dream.
With mom and dad, that's right.
I got money in the pocket.
Any single ladies out there, we're taking resumes. Chris.
More Coffee, Country, and Cody is on WSM.
The most well-behaved preacher's kids in all of Van Zandt County in Texas.
Probably not.
Are in the house.
Wow.
Probably not.
The Irwins are here this morning. Just delightful to have them as a part of this special week. Of course, it's Good Friday on the way, Easter Sunday, Passover in the Jewish community.
Yeah.
And you're going to perform live for us this morning from Life Story,
your brand new
album available wherever you get your music. It'll be there. And Jacob is back there on guitar. We welcome him for those of you who are watching on Circle this morning. And the Irwins are made up of Keith, Cody, Chris, and Katie. And Jacob is Jacob Mills on guitar.
That's right. We are so happy to be here.
So when you guys were coming up, I mean, did Dad go, okay, you're going to be tenor. Like, was he telling you or were you listening to your voices and it just happened that way?
This is actually so much fun to answer because it started as a trio.
Yeah.
So it was the three boys until I was about 13. Yep. And so our bass singer, Cody, was our tenor singer.
That's exactly right.
True story. Yep. So we had a lead, baritone, tenor, and then whenever I got a little older, I decided I wanted to sing.
She told us she was going to sing.
It needs a chick singer.
Little sister coming in.
And that's me.
That's right.
We had no choice.
So they were the Irwin brothers until I came along, and then Cody went from tenor to bass.
And he just had to learn. I mean, it was the only other part left. So, well, I guess I'll just try my hand at bass. And that's what he did.
That's true.
And so his voice just kind of naturally started getting lower.
And I wish we sang every day this time.
Yes. Yeah. At 8:30. It's easy to sing bass at 8:30.
Yeah. You could work all the Josh Turner catalog. Oh, yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah. Long Black Train.
Long Black Train, everybody.
Me and God. That fits too.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You can do it.
Our little Richard Sturman, Oak Ridge Boys action over there. Right. You got it. Well, and Katie, you do all the social media, so tell us how we can follow you and how to engage with you and show them that really cool phone that both Kelly Sutton and Aaron Cooper
with the phone case. This is from Bobble Bar, and I am not sponsored, but I wish I was. So reach out to me, Bobble Bar. No, I'm kidding. I ordered this just around Christmas time, and it's all customized, and so you can put your name in different colors and everything. But for our social media, you can find us under the Irwins on Facebook, Twitter, or X, or Instagram. Okay. And so if you just search the Irwins, we also have a podcast, which is really cool. It's called 4Ks in a Pod.
That's right.
So you can listen to that, right? You can tell we're homeschooled.
Now you know we're homeschooled. Yes.
Yes. Exactly.
And your Irwin is with an E, just so people know. E R W I N.
That's right. So be sure to follow
IrwinMinistries.com. Check us out there too.
It's our website.
Yeah. Irwin Ministries.
Yeah.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. It's our honor to be here.
Thank you, guys.
It's our pleasure.
We're honored to have you.
Coffee, Country, and Cody on WSM.
And just a quick note, my Opry debut coming up, there's a feature on Sean Cassidy and the night that our talent coordinator, Gina Keltner, lost her mind.
I was there.
She was on the edge already.
Yeah.
And because the Opry will do that to you. But when Sean Cassidy showed up to play the Opry, dream come true for her.
I stood beside her while he performed.
Oh, did you?
And it felt like we were both... I don't know, 14, 15, watching.
Fangirling?
Yes. Yeah.
Your copy of Tiger Beat magazine for him to sign? Or
It was incredible. And you know, the best part was the entire crowd felt that way, too.
Oh, absolutely. It was kind of like the night I worked with the Beach Boys. It was that same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's just such goodwill, you know? So
it felt right.
Yeah. And you will be there in just a few hours to host Kelly Sutton, Lauren Elena, Mandy Barnett, Killer Bees, Charles Heston, Daly and Vincent, Don Schlitz, Country Music and Songwriter Hall of Famer, Neon Union, Shane Smith and the Saints. Shane Smith and the Saints coming to see us in a little while.
Right.
And they're debuting at the Opry. This will be their first time here in just a few hours. And you are looking stunning as always,
well,
but even more so today because you're doing television here, but then you're going to do more television on a very popular television show here in Nashville that people will know.
Talk of the Town, celebrating 40 years on the air, if you can believe that. My good friend Meryl Rose just stepped down, I guess it was last year, and now Heather Mathis is the host, and they've asked me to come on and just talk about the Opry for Women's History Month. So I'll be on Talk of the Town today on News Channel 5. And I am walking into a TV station for the first time in a while, so it'll be fun to reminisce walk in.
I'd say maybe 10, 12 steps in, you'll start to get the shakes.
You think?
Because once you escape television news.
If I get in there and there's a weather event, I swear to you, I'm out. Before they can say, Kelly, could you go outside and just give us a rundown of exactly. We're standing outside here in the News Channel 5 parking lot where heavy rain is coming down and 50 mile an hour winds. So, yeah, hopefully I won't revert back to my old ways. Let's talk about fun stuff. This is Trisha Yearwood getting an incredible honor. This is so fun. CMT Awards are coming up. Going to be in April, and they're going to be happening again in Austin, Texas. So if you want to go see them, you can get some tickets and check it out down in Austin. We now know Trisha Yearwood will be there, because she's accepting a very special award. She's going to receive the inaugural June Carter Cash Humanitarian Award, and she's also going to be debuting a yet unreleased track called Put It in a Song. Boy, that's going to be fun to see her down there, to get a new song from her, and then also watch her get this honor. So per CMT, they say the June Carter Cash Humanitarian Award recognizes an artist, duo, group, or industry veteran who demonstrates an exceptional dedication to community and their fellow artists.
Jim Moose Brown, who wrote 5 o'clock Somewhere, and Aaron Enderlin are the co-writers on that Trisha song that she's going to debut today.
Really?
So how cool is that? I love that.
Oh, that is so very cool. I love it. Okay, so it's going to be CMT Awards, Austin, Texas, April the 7th. If you're not able to make it there, you can watch it on CBS and Paramount Plus. They're going live at 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's 7 o'clock our time, because you know we do everything in our time. All right, Keith Urban. Where is he going? Well, he's going to The Voice. Don't worry, he's already got a record deal. 20 plus years he's been putting out albums now, if you can believe that. But now he is going to The Voice as a mega mentor. When did they start calling them mega mentors instead of just mentors? I don't know. But yeah, I agree. He's mega. So second that emotion. Mega mentor. He's going to be there. He joins the already current panel of coaches. You got Chance the Rapper, Dan and Shay, John Legend, and Reba McEntire. He previously appeared on The Voice as a former coach, Blake Shelton's advisor, during season 15. He also worked on the Australian version of The Voice. He was a coach for, ready, seasons 1, 10, and 11. Plus, he was on American Idol as a judge here for at least a couple years. I can't remember what those were. Yep. I mean, he's done it all. So,
Luke went to Idol when he left, right?
I believe so. He was on American Idol for a mentor in season 21, but he was a judge from seasons 12 to 15. Okay. So for three seasons, he was doing that.
One of my favorite clips I've seen in the last few years is from the Australian Voice, where Kaylee Bell is the artist, and she sings a song called Keith, and he's the first to turn around.
Yes.
And watching him realize that all the lyrics of the songs are his song titles is just priceless.
It really is. Really? It's so much fun.
She's a Nashvillian now. We need to have her on the show.
She is?
Yeah, she spends half her time here and half back in either Australia or New Zealand, and it's one or the other. They're very picky about that.
I certainly hope that she does it according to seasons and she misses winter altogether, because I've said for years that's the way to play it, and I even proposed that to him. I'm like, you know, if you're here during the summer and then you just bug out and you go back down, you'll be there for summer. It's kind of perfect. And he said, yeah, but summers here are really, really hot. And I was like, yeah, that's a good point. All right, so you can be watching for him very soon on The Voice. And congratulations going out to Tyler Childers, who is platinum again. This is not the first time. Oh no, it's the sixth platinum record for him. In Your Love was officially certified platinum by the RIAA, meaning it has moved over 1 million units since it was released in July.
Now available. New episodes of My Opry Debut, including Sean Cassidy.
My last concert was at the Astrodome in 1980 for 55,000 people, and I never did another show. I've been writing television shows happily. I chose to step back into it thinking, I don't know if anyone's going to care.
He's had three multi-platinum albums and numerous top 10 hits, but tonight he is making his Grand Ole Opry debut. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sean Cassidy!
And I hear Aaron Cooper, our studio director, in her little voice in the back of the room going, I have the album on the left. She's watching on Circle this morning. Good for you, girl. My Opry debut, Sean Cassidy. New episodes you can find on the Opry's YouTube channel. Kid G, Angela Johnson Reyes, Artemis Pyle, Rufus Wainwright, and many more.
Who did Rufus? Was that you?
Bill. I did.
When he wore the skirt.
I love him, but also that is the name that scares me the most. Rufus, I can't.
Wainwright.
I knew I'm Rufus glad it Wainwright. Wasn't me. I'm just glad it wasn't me.
By the way, 26th of March, today, Sandra Day O'Connor is 94, retired Supreme Court Justice.
Wow.
Bob Woodward, Watergate reporter. Mm-hmm. Woodward and Bernstein, 81 for Bob today. Diana Ross is 80. The Supreme.
Yes.
Steven Tyler is 76. How did that happen?
He's still here the half of the time. You know, he lives here half of the time.
Dean Dillon is 69. He's a Country Music Hall of Famer and plays the Grand Ole Opry regularly. Great Charlie McLean out of Memphis originally. Had a great run in country music. 68. Jennifer Grey, Dirty Dancing. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Mm-hmm. She's 64. And yesterday you did a story about him and his album. His album was called Born. And yes, he was. On the 26th of March, 56 years ago, Kenny Chesney's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Kenny. He's got a brand new album and a huge tour that he's planning. It's going to be a lot of fun this summer to see him out there. Hey, coming up, entertainment headlines. We're going to tell you more about what's happening at Chiefs on Broadway. Very close to opening up. That's Eric Church's place. A lot of famous people are going to be playing there, so we'll give you that lineup. Plus, headliners for the first ever Field and Stream Festival.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's happening. And, of course, Trisha Yearwood getting honored. So that's coming up in just a little bit.
Field and Stream is one of the first magazine subscriptions I ever had.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Anytime my daddy would go visiting, being a preacher, we go visiting, and most of his parishioners were farm folks. Mm-hmm. And there'd always be Field and Stream and Progressive Farmer magazine on the coffee table.
Progressive Farmer.
This is Coffee Country and Coke.
I hadn't pulled it up, but I made that trip a lot from South Texas, San Antonio, to Nashville.
Oh.
I'd say about 1,000 miles from Austin, Texas, to the stage of the Grand Ole Opry for the debut of our guests in studio. And you're hosting them tonight,
That's
Kelly,
right.
In their history-making moment. We've got Shane Smith and the Saints in the studio. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Appreciate y'all having us back. We came back here, I think it was in 2019. We had a bus fire happen and we interviewed here. And it was, I think, the three of us. And but it's been a cool ride to come back and get to debut it tonight. So
how many bus fires have you had in the history?
Just one, fortunately.
Was that,
yeah.
You were on the way to Lubbock or something,
yes,
weren't you?
Yes, that's right.
I remember that.
It was years ago, but technically, yeah, we got to interview once before here. So
nothing happened on
better,
the way
better
to the
days.
Studio
we're
today.
We're seeing better days now. So
I want to say August of 2019, looking back through my email.
Yeah.
Does that sound about right?
Yeah, it's something about that. Yeah. It was right around there. I think it was technically December.
Okay.
Because we had just had the bus fire at the end of November in 2019. And anyway, so we kind of hit rock bottom last time we saw you guys. And we've been on a little bit of a roller coaster, but it's been at some really high points lately.
Well,
so.
I think the next album, Norther, is the new album.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Next album, you spoke it into existence.
Yeah.
Better days.
Oh, 100%.
And better buses.
100%.
Better days, better buses.
100%.
Nice.
Yeah.
Get a little sponsorship going out of that one.
Oh, man.
Throw in Prevo and others.
Well, you guys have been able to knock some checks off the bucket list in the last couple of years,
yeah.
Right? Sold out Red Rocks, which is a place I've never been to, by the way. And I need to go see a show
there,
right?
So, you haven't been.
Well, just before I go to the other, what is it like to stand on stage and look out at that?
it's incredible, you know, and that always has been kind of like an apex for a venue in my mind. Mm-hmm. And we got to play it with the band Lucero, which is a Memphis native. Kind of indie rock band, and then we played it with Whiskey Myers. Then we headlined it for the first time last year, and we're headlining it again this year. So,
all right, and then bucket list number two, November last year, Ryman Auditorium.
That's
another one where you look out and it's like a lot of history in this place,
dude. 100% directly related with this, you know, and this is kind of, I guess, completing that circle. This is it's an honor to be here, and we're looking forward to it. So
did you find at Red Rocks what a lot of artists who play Red Rocks and come see us talk about is that you do not want to become overly active too early in your set because you're well above a mile above sea level.
Yeah,
and you can wind yourself very
early.
Man,
you can. You definitely can, and we definitely did. I don't think we're thinking through that at all. I mean, these guys are normally on a mountain bike all day, no, whether we're at that elevation or not, you know. So, but it's, yeah, you'll get winded there really quickly. And we do a lot of four-part harmony stuff with our band, so you kind of – you know, you'll catch yourself every now and then. We play a festival up in Steamboat, Colorado, and it's what, like 11,000 feet or 10,000 feet, something like that. And you'll realize it like mid first song. You're like, oh, what have I done? You know?
I was gonna say, it was when we shot the fire cannons, and then all the oxygen literally disappeared on stage.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
No!
Yeah, we had pyro for the first time ever at that Red Rock show last year. And so there's like flames shooting up from the ground, and it was wild. But
you need some oxygen tanks on the side
100%,
just to go over and take a hit every once in a while.
Yeah.
Walking on stage tonight at the Grand Ole Opry, obviously that's been on the bucket list as well. So talk to us about what you're looking forward to and what do you think it's going to be like?
You know, I've actually never stepped foot in there before. I don't know if y'all have y'all seen it before.
I've been there one time. I used to live here a few years ago, and my mom came and we did like the tour. So that's the only time I've ever been inside the actual.
Yeah, I've still never seen it at all, and so I'm kind of thankful for that. You know, I've got no expectations going into it. I just, you know, obviously the venue has changed, right? We talked about the Ryman earlier. Like, there's something about like a nervous Dolly Parton backstage at the Ryman, you know, for that first opportunity to me was like, whoa, you know, you feel that, you feel the weight of that. And I felt that when we played the Ryman, and this, it's almost like the show and what it stands for and the legacy that it holds is just being a part of that whole process is just, it's just so cool getting to be asked to do it, you know? And so I truly have no expectations going into it other than we have tons of our family and loved ones here and tons of fans that have traveled in hours and hours and hours to be here. And
some of them outside the studio
special
window.
Yeah, a lot of them are right outside right now at the window here at the studio. But, I've got no expectations going into it other than, you know, just getting to be a part of that legacy and try to knock it out of the park.
We celebrated 50 years of the Opry House.
Yeah, it's so
crazy.
Which
is actually longer than we were at the Ryman.
Yeah.
And 100 years here in a year and a half of WSM radio in the Grand Ole Opry.
So
nothing like it in entertainment.
It's so wild.
In the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Austin is home base. Where is home originally for you, Shane?
So I grew up in Terrell, Texas, in between Dallas and Tyler, technically East Texas, but it gets a lot deeper east than that. And a lot of people correct you if you say it like this in an interview, you know, but you know, Bennett here are it on the
yeah,
fiddle.
Introduce the guys,
you know, this is Bennett Brown. He and I kind of started things off back in 2009 when we had both moved to Austin. He's originally from Versailles, Kentucky area, and
Woodford County, home of John Conley, the Yellow Jackets.
Let's go.
And we played them when I was in high school. They were one of our competitors.
Did you grow up in the castle? Is that your boyhood home in Versailles?
Now we let the public in.
Oh, well, you know, you're benevolent.
I love it. And then Dustin Schaefer here on lead guitar is from Victoria, Texas, which you're probably familiar with.
I am, absolutely.
The South Texas area.
Yeah.
And, and we've got several. Chase Satterwhite plays the bass for us, and Zach Stover plays drums. But anyways, that's the guys for you.
Well, Austin is home base. Norther is the new album. It's available wherever you get your music. And Kelly Sutton, have you got your lineup in front of you? Because if you don't, I have your full lineup.
It's right here. Mandy Barnett's going to be there. We got Killer Bees coming out. Charles Esten will be on the stage. We got some bluegrass with Daily and Vincent. Don Schlitz will be there. Neon Union, Lauren Elena, and making their Grand Ole Opry debut, Shane Smith and the Saints.
That's it. That big smile. Look at that.
Thank you.
So where are we going musically, Charlie?
Set up Adeline for us. And the folks on Circle will get to see the video for this
as
well.
Cool.
But I love this song off the new
record. Nice. I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you.
Backstory on it? Anything interesting?
This whole album was such a just a mind blow. We were touring really hard over the last couple of years, and we essentially would find like 24 hours, 48 hours when we could within our tour schedule to fly to Dallas, go to the studio, record a song, maybe song and a half, get back on a plane, fly back to meet the bus, or the bus would get us or whatever. And it was like that for literally 9 months. And so, you know, we talk about individual songs and it's just like, I can't even hardly remember. Like, it was such a blur, but anyways, I had originally written this song as like a very low key, like singer songwriter, like almost Eagles, type of vibe. And, One thing led to another, and once we were demoing it out, it kind of just became a more rock just jam of a song. And anyways, we just cut the music video for it, which was the first like pretty legitimate music video we've ever put out. Eric Kane, our media guy here, was the lead actor in the film. But that's kind of a little bit of background for it.
That is Shane Smith and the Saints on Coffee Country and Cody, and soon the stage of the Grand Ole Opry for the very first time. Yeah. And you need to get the setup here, Kelly, on the song that really made them more famous than they were already when they appeared on Yellowstone.
Yeah, there's that little show, and kind of caught fire. So, first of all, how did you even get the call to be on Yellowstone?
Honestly, I mean, I think they had reached out to our manager, Avon, their music producer, who's become a great friend of ours. She had reached out to our manager, and they just said they wanted to license the song All I See Is You for 2 episodes. And we had never had any licensing at all on anything, you know? And so it's like
sure.
You go from like nothing, you know, to, you know, the biggest show on TV, really, and in the world. Anyways, it was just it was incredible, and they had us on season 4 because of that, and they had mentioned like we're gonna give the band a name shout out as well on the episode, and our manager was like, what does that mean? Like, what are the details of that? And we're like, we can't tell you, and by the way, you can't tell any of your family or friends or anybody for like 8 months, you know, until it airs. And sure enough, they named the episode All I See Is You after the song, and it had like a 2-minute segment. And then it had another 2-minute segment to open the next episode. And Taylor Sheridan, the creator of the show, had a cameo role in that episode. And he wrote it in to his script to say our band name when they were getting in the truck. He was like, Shane Smith and the effing Saints.
Yeah,
and anyway, so
this now because they were going down.
But
to
we
the
didn't know
Sixes,
any of
right?
That.
They were going to the Sixes Ranch and they were
loading
up.
We're like playing a show in Virginia Beach on a Sunday with our fans are there. Like, and we're like, we really want to watch this episode. Can we push our show back? And everyone was okay with it except for these two old people were so mad and they left. And anyways, but we sat there. We went out in the bar and the venue had this really cool like big screen backdrop to the stage, and we watched that entire episode with all the fans and just hung out with them, and it didn't happen until the last like 3 minutes. So the whole time we're like, is this really gonna happen? Like
we got cut.
Yeah, and sure enough it happened right at the end of that episode, and it was just like, oh my god. And then it got Shazammed like I forgot how many 100,000 times. It went to number one on Shazam for like 3 weeks over Taylor Swift and Adele on their release week. You know, I mean, it was like crazy. And
amazing.
And then you came back and played Kevin Costner's inauguration.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And then the next season, they asked us to be on the actual episode on site, on camera. And we got to play John Dutton's governor's inauguration at the ranch in the episode.
And then Governor Greg Abbott of Texas calls the homeboy.
Yeah, yeah. And then we got to play the Governor of Texas inauguration as well, Governor Abbott. It was crazy. I mean, it's this whole year or two has been kind of a mind blow. Yeah. We're bringing that phrase back.
That merch now.
Gonna press that brand in a little deeper.
How huge that they used the real band name, because you could have so easily just been fictional.
Oh my gosh,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, do you ever see that thing you do? Tom Hanks and I can't think of who else. Liv Tyler's in there, but
is that
you know,
the Wonders.
Yeah, but remember in the movie, they're Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters. Yeah, they changed the whole name. So it's kind of cool that it's the same name.
That's
so
funny.
Yeah, the Oneaters. Yeah,
that may be the most descriptive, imagery-filled song I have ever heard in my life.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't it? You just close your eyes and all those things.
Yeah,
you can see them and feel them.
I appreciate it. Thank you very
Anybody
much.
Ever make comparisons to Colter Wall's voice and your voice?
Yeah, we both have that. It's kind of screwed up in there, you know? So,
See, I hear Johnny Cash. You know?
Yeah,
there's a lot
yeah.
of Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
In there.
And it's changed so much over the years. Like, I mean, you know, we were on 6th Street. Yeah, exactly. We were on 6th Street for years doing these like 4, some nights 8-hour residency sets, you know, and like you do that long enough, you blow it out long enough, like literally, it just starts to change. And I was never warming up my voice or doing anything like that in the right way or singing the right way at that. And over time, I had to kind of start forcing myself to sing lower because I could no longer sing a lot of higher stuff. And anyways, I've kind of met in the middle on it and figured out how to warm up and how to do it the right way. And now it's kind of made for this kind of interesting sounding, a little bit more baritone.
Yeah.
Tone,
yeah. And it's so instantly recognizable, Shane. Shane Smith and the Saints in studio this morning and on their way to the Grand Ole Opry. And this we have learned. Mm-hmm. When you book Shane Smith and the Saints, you're going to draw a crowd.
Yeah.
Because you can't see them, but outside the Magnolia Lobby studio of Gaylord Opryland, they packed around as you started playing and singing. Thank you so much for getting up early, fellas. And
for sure.
Coming to see us.
Thank you for having us.
And that man from old Kentucky on that fiddle over there. That man from old Kentucky. On Coffee, Country, and Cody. Good morning.
More Coffee, Country, and Cody is on WSM.
Hey, tune in to Circle Country Saturday night. New episode of Opry Live brought to you by Kentucky Legend, the number one boneless ham and boneless turkey in the country. And KentuckyLegend.com will tell you all you need to know and more than you could ever hope to know about how you can prepare ham, turkey, all kinds of sides and soups, salads, glazes, KentuckyLegend.com. So make it Kentucky Legend, an Easter ham, perhaps.
We'll be visiting with our ambassador again tomorrow.
Oh, really?
As well. You can lobby again for, you know,
Vice ambassador.
Yeah, Kerry Adams. Yep.
Yeah. Shane Smith and the Saints. Man, what a big sound that is.
I had forgotten about the tour bus catching on fire the morning they were with us the first time. Mm. But once he said it, I'm like, oh, of course, yeah.
And Grand Ole Opry with Kelly in just a few hours for their debut. And then they're off to Abilene, New Orleans. Charlie, your favorite city there.
Where are they playing in New Orleans?
Playing Hogs for the Cause.
Well, that's what I'm talking about right there. Yeah.
I don't know. But
sponsored by.
Very Kentucky legend.
Then they're playing Belton, Texas. And they're going to Eagle Pass and Fort Worth. And they're playing I was telling Kelly, it's right down my alley. The Cattle Country Festival in Gonzales, Texas.
Oh, yeah. They got a lot of Fiats in the parking lot for that one.
Not one.
No.
And then they will be with you at Stagecoach.
Oh, they are going to Stagecoach, yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With Eric Church, Willie Nelson, and more.
All right.
So they're on that show night.
Oh, that's going to be a fun show. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's talk about entertainment headlines, everybody. Field and Stream, you mentioned this was the very first magazine that you had a subscription to. Well, if you remember, there were some headlines because Eric Church and Morgan Wallen went in together and bought the rights to Field and Stream. Now, they are putting together the Field and Stream Music Fest. How smart is this? It says one hell of a party in the woods. Field and Stream Music Fest, October 4th through the 6th. It's going to be a good time had by all. Guess what? Eric Church is headlining. Surprise. But also one of the other headliners will be Lainey Wilson. How about it? Yeah, it's going to be a good time. They're doing this in Winnsboro, South Carolina. I don't know where Winnsboro is. Not really sure, but sounds like if you want to go hang out with some people in the woods and have a good time, then that would be the place to go. They're going to have over 30 different artists featured on the bill. Morgan, I know, is probably going to be in the mix somewhere. They don't have him as a headliner right now, but he'll be up in there somewhere.
Winnsboro is 28 miles to the north of the capital and the home of South Carolina, the Gamecocks, Columbia. So 28 miles north. So
yeah. There it is.
For whatever reason, I'm thinking there's a connection to the National Wild Turkey Federation in Winnsboro.
Could be. Very well could
but,
be.
But you mentioned Eric Church and Morgan Wallen purchased Field and Stream. That happened in January this year. They will relaunch the print magazine with an apparel line and a live music festival. That's what this story says. And their slogan, right down Charlie Maddox's alley.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, really, there is. Cumberland, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
All Portuguese all the time. Field and Stream. How to hunt, fish, camp, and survive.
That's me. If I took this shirt off, that's tattooed right here. That's me right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Take it all.
I really
love
it. No.
Take it all.
No, it's okay.
No, it's okay.
I want to see Kelly Sutton. No. I want to see her break out in a cold, cold sweat.
No, you're going to see her run out the door.
Gotta leave early, boys.
Sorry, hopping out, my friends.
Is it that time already? Son of a gun.
Wow, gotta go. All right, well, speaking of Eric Church, he's opening his bar, Chiefs. It's going to be downtown Broadway. Massive structure. We talked about how huge it is. Well, he's also going to be doing a 19-show residency at Chiefs. That gets started next week, if that's even possible. Is that true? No, 2 weeks from now, April 5th.
Still, though, two that's real. No, next week is April 5th.
Is it?
Yeah, April Fool's Day is
okay,
Monday.
That's right,
yeah,
that's
it's
right.
Next Friday.
Yeah.
Easter Sunday, April Fool's Monday.
I was right, and I talked myself out of it. No, it's next week. He's starting this. It's going to be to Beat the Devil residency. He's doing 19 different shows, runs through June. He's not the only one that's going to be taking the stage. Now, he has this 350-seat theater inside. It's called the Neon Steeple. And these are just a few of the people who have signed on to come by and play. Ray Wiley Hubbard, Sonny Sweeney, Sunday Best, Julie Roberts, Radney Foster, just to name a few. Casey Beathard is going to be there, one of our hit songwriters.
Casey's still giving his acceptance speech at the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame.
But that's okay.
He's still there. Stop by and say hello from Coffee Country and Cody.
I love
anybody who was in attendance last year knows what I'm talking about.
It's really special because he is going to have all of these different people that are coming by to play. I see Grace Bowers on there, I think. So if you're looking for a good time, you're going to hang out, Chiefs is the place to be. Those tickets have gone on sale for the church choir, and I think if you're trying to get in on it, you can go and find more on Eric's personal page, so ericchurch.com.
And you said he's doing 9 shows?
19.
19.
19 shows. 19 times. From now until June. So, yeah.
All right.
That's going to be a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot. But also having a dueling piano bar on the second floor. How fun is that? Also, one last story, the Titanic door that everyone says if Rose would have scooted over, then Jack could have actually floated on there with her, sold at auction for $718,000. And I really hope whoever bought it is going to put it to the test to see if, in fact, two bodies could float on one door. Because we think they could have. She just wasn't smart enough to scoot over.
I think I have it on the dueling pianos. The piano bar, the dueling pianos you
referenced. Randy Hart and?
Either Jason D. Williams or Catherine Marks.
Catherine Marks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be good. I like that. Battle of the Sexes, Battle of the Pianos.
Just for curiosity, the most expensive movie prop ever sold, James Bond's Aston Martin at $4.6 million.
Oh!
But Robbie the Robot from Forbidden Planet sold for $5.3 million. As the most expensive movie prop ever. The Aston Martin wasn't a prop. It was a real car.
Was it ever?
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Bought by Keith Urban.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other day, first ever Bond girl recently celebrated a birthday. Remember Ursula Anders turned 88 years old the other day.
That's right.
She got to ride around in that car. You're on Coffee, Country, and Cody. Yeah, WSM Radio Worldwide, WSMRadio.com, 650 AM. Circle streaming platforms at CircleCountry.com. You can link there to your favorite. And Circle Now is available in your app store. Hey, before we go, I would be remiss in case his wife, Kim, is watching or listening this morning. Jeff Carson passed away 2 years ago today. And I'm just thinking about our longtime friend. He had just played the show within days of his passing, unexpected passing from a heart attack. So, good morning, Kim. We're thinking about you.
Yeah. Hey, tonight, Daly and Vincent, Neon Union, Mandy Barnett, Don Schlitz, Charles Esten, Killer Bees coming in to make us laugh, Shane Smith and the Saints making their Grand Ole Opry debut, and Lauren Elena takes us home.
Tomorrow, my pick of the week revolves around the Black Crowes, who are doing a full show at the Opry House on Tuesday of next week. They got a brand new album and their first new single. It's my pick of the week in 15 years.
Good!
See you then.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.